Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Jonathan, and welcome to the first ever Allbros spinoff miniseries, The Gacy Gazette. Now, this has been something I've been wanting to do for quite a while now, and I even considered doing my own podcast miniseries on it. But me and Caleb discussed it, and we felt it would honestly be a cool idea to turn this into our first spinoff miniseries on the Allbros. So I will warn you guys right now, this is definitely different than what we usually do. You guys are used to us, you know, just reviewing a movie, cutting the shit, giving smart remarks to each other. This is definitely very, very different. This is a very serious topic about a very evil man. And so there are hardly going to be any jokes or laughs, maybe one occasionally. And I promise it will be in good taste. I will never make a joke out of poor taste that would hit towards any of his victims or anything like that. I want to keep this as sophisticated as I can, and I just want this to be very informative for people that do not know who John Wayne Gacy is. Because up until about a year ago, I actually didn't fully know who this man was. Besides what he did for his work, he also used to dress up as a clown and go to, like, children's hospitals, be in parades, and he would call himself Pogo the Clown. And so when people would say, like, Killer Clown, and this was especially around when It was coming out, they're just like, oh yeah, you know, like the actual real Killer Clown, Pogo the Clown, John Wayne Gacy. I'm like, I don't know who that is, and I never really looked into it, and I probably should have. But yeah, I just said I had only ever heard of the Killer Clown, Pogo the Clown. And so I didn't start diving into who John Wayne Gacy was until about a year ago, when a little documentary came to Peacock called John Wayne Gacy, The Devil in Disguise, which was a 6-part miniseries documentary that went through not only his life, early life as a child, his teen years, but it covered literally everything that you would want to know about the murders, how he hid them, how he was as just a normal person, because like so many people said, he just came across as so damn normal. You never would have suspected anything like this. And, you know, most serial killers, that's how they're able to get away with this kind of stuff. They've become so good at just hiding their emotions that to just being able to just put on a happy face, and you're not able to see the true evil behind their eyes. That's how they're able to get away with this kind of stuff, and that's how he was able to get away with unfortunately all of this in the early to late 70s. So a little bio about John Wayne Gacy. He was born March 17th, 1942 in Chicago, Illinois. He was the only son to his mother and father, as well as they had two daughters. He was arrested on December 21st, 1978, as they thought that he was a suspect in the disappearance of Des Plaines resident 15-year-old Robert Peast. And so before he was arrested, they were able to get a search warrant for his house. And I believe they got two actual search warrants. And I will definitely go into more detail about this as this podcast series goes on. But they were able to get two search warrants. And for what they were able to find, they discovered that John Wayne Gacy had buried 26 bodies under his house in his crawl space, three elsewhere on his property. As I have been told, one was under the garage, and then one was under his fire pit in his backyard. I've not been told where the other was buried. And then four were dumped into the Des Plaines River. And this is actually where 15-year-old Robert Peast was dumped after John Wayne Gacy killed him. So after all of this, after he was arrested, after they did all of this this investigation, they discovered all of the bodies, everything. He was convicted for 33 murders of young men and boys. And on March 13th, 1980, he was sentenced to death. The only thing about this, when he was sentenced to death, he was set to be executed by the electric chair, but due to appeals by his lawyers, he was not executed until May 10th, 1994, by lethal injection. And so, like I said earlier, I was introduced to John Wayne Gacy by this documentary. I remember, this is when I fully got to know who he was. I remember seeing ads for it on Facebook where it showed like a black and white picture of him, and it had like his like blue and red like Pogo the Clown makeup over his face, and it was playing like a slowed down, very evil-esque rendition of Elvis Presley's "You're the Devil in Disguise," and I remember being like, okay, the way that they did that just got me very interested in this documentary. I'm like, okay, I gotta see what this documentary is all about. And so I went on Peacock, watched it. I'm pretty sure I watched it in one whole day. I was that interested in this whole case. And so with this whole miniseries, that's basically after this episode what we're going to be breaking down, talking about, really diving into my thoughts about the documentary, as well as just really giving you guys a in-depth look of John Wayne Gacy and just what everything that I know and just literally everything I know and more. And so we'll be breaking down all six episodes. Episode 1, The Trigger. Episode 2, Warning Signs. Episode 3, Horrific Acts. Episode 4, By Reason of Insanity. Episode 5, You Have to Dig. And Episode 6, It Never Ends. And so if you guys want to watch along, watch along with this, as you listen to this podcast miniseries, I strongly recommend you do. It's an amazing documentary series. I think you guys would really like it. And like I said, it is available on Peacock. I'll fully admit, though, if you go on YouTube and you just search John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise, Part 1, Part 2, yada, 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 I'm pretty sure that you can find it. So if you guys want Peacock, that is also another option. If you guys really do want to be watching this as I talk about each episode, as they are released. And I do plan on releasing one episode every month. So this first introduction episode, and then six more every month following. So like I said, that's how I was introduced to John Wayne Gacy. And when it comes to like other media that I've seen of him, I have seen My Friend Gacy. Dear Mr. Gacy, which, that is about one of a, I believe he was a college student that was very, interested in, he had to write a paper for one of his college classes, and he decided to do it on John Wayne Gacy while he was still in jail. So he actually wrote him, and Gacy actually wrote back. And long story short, of course, it didn't go well as it got towards the end, because it's John Wayne Gacy. He's the devil in disguise. He's evil. He's pure evil. So basically the mini bio of that is: college student Jason Mosk develops a correspondence with imprisoned serial killer John Wayne Gacy. They write letters back and forth. Jason actually goes to see Gacy. It does not go well. Shocking. It's just honestly amazing just watching that. Just how he was able to get people to trust him so easily. He just comes across as such a normal guy. It's honestly scary. It is really scary. Just how he comes across as just such a normal guy. You never would think that someone like him could do anything like this. But unfortunately, there are people like him that hide that kind of stuff. And when we find out the truth, it just hits hard, and unfortunately at that point there's really nothing we can do because the damage has been done. Another one that I've seen is Gacy, which was I think that came out in the late 90s, and the only thing that I feel that movie gets right is the actor that plays John Wayne Gacy, because I feel the cops in it, the detectives that were investigating John Wayne Gacy leading up to his arrest in 1978, I feel they're not portrayed as, at least I know, that they investigated him. And so I just feel that besides Mark Holton, who played John Wayne Gacy in there, I just feel like some stuff could have been changed. A lot more could have been worked on. They could have done a lot more research, especially with the detectives. I believe it was Detective Kozenzak and his team that did the full-on investigation of John Wayne Gacy. I feel that they should have been given a lot more respect. And definitely, I feel a lot more to do in that film, just because they had such a big presence in the arrest of John Wayne Gacy. But honestly, these are the only three pieces that I've seen that are like huge when it comes to like media for John Wayne Gacy. I've seen like the other like little tidbits that, you know, showcase like, oh, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened. But I feel these are the three that I've seen that like just really dive into it. Some better than others. I will definitely say that the one that we're going to be talking about is definitely the better of the three that I've seen, because of course it's a documentary series. So of course you're going to be able to get literally all of the knowledge that you want. And there is a lot in this documentary series that we've never seen or heard from John Wayne Gacy. There is an interview, and it's spread throughout the whole documentary series, that was conducted in 1994, a couple months before he was executed. And it's amazing actually watching him talk, because up until that point, he stayed away from the press. He never was interviewed. This was the first ever interview that John Wayne Gacy had, between the time that he was arrested and to the time that he was executed. He was just never interviewed, and you know, for very good reason. Because I've just grown, you know, very interested in learning all about this stuff. And this is why I should, this is why, guys, I should stay off Etsy. and I promise this is not me like being like, you know, like I promise I'm not weird. I'm not, I don't consider this guy a god. I truly believe that he is a piece of shit, that he deserves to rot in hell, and that literally everything that he got, he had coming to him. He deserved every single living thing that he got. He deserved lethal injection. Honestly, I think he should have gotten the electric chair. He deserved it. But with talking about Etsy, I do have a couple of John Wayne Gacy kind of... they say that is kind of murderabilia, even though none of this was, of course, actually taken from, you know, his house, from the actual crime scene. But so I do have a little wall that has a bunch of John Wayne Gacy stuff that I've gotten from Etsy. And like I said, I promise I'm not crazy. I'm not psycho. Like I said, this guy's a piece of shit. He's evil. But this is why I should not be allowed on Etsy, because I started this wall and it just kept growing. And I feel I have to bring this up in the first episode, because if I don't, people, it would just be weird if I brought it up towards the end. People would just be like, wow, that's just so weird. But so I'm going to go through all of the items that I have in this collection. And I'll definitely post a picture on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, so you guys can see my collection firsthand and my murderabilia. I'm going to call it murderabilia collection. So the first thing up is I have 6 wooden plaques that all say certain quotes from John Wayne Gacy. I have one that has his mugshot where he's smiling, and it says, "The dead won't bother you. It's the living you have to worry about." That is one of the most infamous lines he said in in that interview. The next one has the exact same mugshot of Gacy smiling, and it says, "I should have never been convicted of anything more serious than running a cemetery without a license." Next up, I have a plaque that has him as Pogo the Clown, and it says, "Girls are no fun to kill, guys are more interesting to kill." And then below that, same thing, another picture of him as Pogo, and it says, "A clown can get away with murder." And that is absolutely one of the most infamous lines he is known for, because he told that to one of the detectives working on the case. I don't think it was Kozinczak, and I promise we'll get into this as we talk about the documentary. But one of the detectives remembers Gacy saying, a clown can get away with murder, and he said that the hairs on the back of his neck stood up because Gacy was that scary. He was that intimidating, and just that thought just terrified him. And then we got 2 more plaques. The next one is just the mugshot where it's like him giving like the, not frowny face, but just like the dead regular face. It might actually be a sad face, kind of. And the first one says, "I don't remember killing anyone. I could have done it without knowing it. I am not sure if I did it." And then the last one is the infamous last words of John Wayne Gacy, "Kiss my ass." Those were the last words that he muttered before the lethal injection fully kicked in. And so below that, I have kind of frowned face mugshot, but it's like kind of warped. It looks really old. And so actually that was one of the first John Wayne Gacy pieces that I had ever that I had gotten from Etsy. Next to that, I have a couple of lanyards with his 2 mugshots and pictures of him as Pogo the Clown. And then I have one of his Pogo the Clown painting that was transferred onto a wooden plaque that hangs right in the middle. And like I said, I'll post this on our social media so you guys can fully see and judge me all you want. and then next to that, excuse me, guys, we have one of his self-portrait. I think this was actually the only self-portrait that he drew when he was in jail. And so this is also de-aged like that mugshot. And he actually even signed it, John Wayne Gacy. And then next to that, I have a frame that has the article from the Chicago Tribune that says, "Gacy found guilty, jury turns down insanity defense, convicted of all 33 murders." And so I actually got that from eBay. That is one of the only pieces I got from eBay. Up above that, I have the, and like I said, dark humor. I apologize. But it's two, kind of cards. One is a Happy Father's Day card, and it says, when John Wayne Gacy was 24, his father finally expressed pride in him and apologized for a childhood full of insults and abuse. Within 6 years, Gacy would claim his first victim. Happy Father's Day. I haven't even begun to make you proud. Dark humor. I had to get it. And then, let's see. This next one, unfortunately, I don't know why I can't make it out that well. Oh, one second, guys. I apologize. Let me see if there's a better, if they have it on Etsy, to where I could actually read it to you. Hopefully they do. I finally found it. So this other one says, John Wayne Gacy, killer clown of Illinois, unsettled the prosecutors at his trial by meeting with them after the verdict to offer congratulations on getting him the death penalty by lethal injection. So like I said, some dark humor. And, you know, I do apologize about that. Just, I thought it added to the display. Like I said, I will fully admit, I sometimes have a sick, twisted mind. So those are two cards that I have. And then up above those, I have his, smiling mugshot. And I got that off eBay. And then below that, I have another rendition of his kind of frowning mugshot. But, excuse me, it's a split photo where one is, just him looking at the camera, and then the other is, him turned to the side. And then, going along with that, I have below the aged mugshot of him, I have this awesome collage that I got that has his smiling mugshot in the middle with literally all of the newspaper clippings of Gacy. So it says, Gacy found guilty, more bodies found at home of clown, victims found, feared for their death. Gacy says, fear motivation, convicted of all 33 murders, the Gacy victims. So, yeah. And then, I do have two glasses, that one is his mugshot, and then on the other side of it is, his signature. And then, you know what, I'm gonna save the one for the final thing to say, because, well, I feel that's just, like, probably a little too far, and I don't know what it is. Like, I just, you know, having a, this, I just find, you know, interesting. And like I said, I promise I'm not crazy, guys. I promise. So by that, I have, and these aren't actually his business cards that he had. If only, that would actually be really cool if I actually did own real ones. But I have not only his Democratic Party card that just says John Gacy, but in the same case, it's his PDM contractor business card. And then below that, I have actually a keychain for John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise, the poster for the documentary series that we'll be talking about in this miniseries. And then a pin that when you... It's lenticular. One side is his mugshot, and then the other is his... him as Pogo the Clown. Like I said, I got another glass. And then I have a kind of see-through glass picture that has just a regular picture of him with the words Gacy, and then above it is him as Pogo the Clown. And then the the piece that's probably going to really make me sound crazy, and I promise I'm not, is I have a certified jar of dirt that was taken from where his property, where his house, 8213 West Summerdale, where that used to stand. And it's authenticated and everything. Yeah, it says, this COA hereby certifies that the following vial of dirt was taken from the former site of John Wayne Gacy's home located at 8213 West Summerdale Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. So that is my Gacy collection display. And I swear I'm sounding like a psychopath saying all this, but I promise I'm not. You know, just I started adding to it and just kept growing. I do have some other things I need to add to it. I do have another mugshot, and then I have a drawing that someone I got from Etsy that is the frowning mugshot that says the dead won't bother you, it's the living you got to worry about. I have many books on John Wayne Gacy as well. I made it a mission to basically own every single book that has ever been published on John Wayne Gacy, and I think I'm missing one, actually. I even have alternate like covers for the exact same book. I think the one that I'm missing is The Boys Enter the House. I think that's the one that I'm missing. So that is my collection of John Wayne Gacy murderabilia. That is how I was introduced to John Wayne Gacy, and that's where we're gonna be going forward with this mini podcast series. So hopefully I didn't scare any of you guys away for how crazy I probably sounded with my whole Gacy collection, but I promise you, I'm not crazy. Like I said, guy was a complete piece of shit, deserves to rot in hell, and he was pure evil. Deserved everything that he got. For the next episode, we will start really breaking down, getting into the nitty-gritty of each and every one of these episodes. And we'll be starting with episode 1, The Trigger. So next month, be sure to look out for episode 2, where we'll be really breaking down and getting into the first episode of John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise, titled The Trigger. Like I said, you can get it on Peacock, or like I said, I'm pretty sure that it is still on YouTube. Just search John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise, Part 1, Part 2, etc., etc. So that has been the first episode of the Gacy Gazette. Like I said, hope I didn't scare any of you guys away just because of what I own of John Wayne Gacy. But like I said, I'm very excited for this podcast miniseries. I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope you guys do too. I hope it's going to be very informative, and hope you guys enjoy it. Be sure to also listen to the All Bros podcast, the OG. Thank you guys so much for listening to this first episode of the Gacy Gazette, and I will see you guys on the next episode.